Business came to a standstill at the media center in Harare today when rowdy ZINASU members, led by some of the union's executive members, stormed the press conference room, blocking Mutubuki from addressing journalists.
No.
Mutubuki and a colleague were violently removed from the top table by ZINASU members and had to be protected by security guards as some of the student activists shoved and pushed them. ZINASU Secretary General Obey Sithole tells Studio 7 they blocked the press conference because it was not sanctioned by the executive.
How can someone plan and organize a press conference without the knowledge of me as the Secretary General? Even the spokesperson himself is not even aware.
But Mutubuki accused his ZINASU colleagues of hiring MDC Tsvangirai Formation activists to disrupt his press conference.
The issue is that the Secretary General and the spokesperson have organized the MDC activists to disrupt this press conference. But as for me, I don't understand what is happening, because it was actually a surprise, because I'm the chief spokesperson of the union.
ZINASU spokesman Avoid Masira hit back, accusing Mutubuki of preaching MDC renewal politics in the organization.
He is still locked in the political affiliations issue, because he's from renewal and he thinks the other guys are from retention. But the issue is, we are ZINASU. What we want is to move the student cause. We are not affiliated to any political party, but he's doing things in line with his renewal party. So that's what we don't want.
He further accused Mutubuki of trying to replace all executive members with members aligned to his party, saying they will block his attempts if he tries to do that. MDC renewal spokesperson Jacob Mafume said the MDCT cannot dictate who the students must align with, adding the students' body and individual students should be allowed to make their own political choices. MDCT spokesperson Obet Gutu told Studio 7 the MDCT is a democratic party which respects people's freedom of association. He added that while his party would persuade people, it would not force people to join it. This is not the first time that MDC politics has caused a problem in ZINASU. In 2009, the Students' Union's mother body split over a decision on whether or not to support the MDCT in the constitution-making process. The past decade is littered with many examples caused by divisions over opposition politics. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.